I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Right Window.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, as I mentioned before the break, Sean Thornton will join us in the studio this morning at 8, and then coming up at 9 or 9.05 or so, Roger Clemens will be calling the show this morning. And there's an auction item for the Jimmy Fund Telethon, which involves BP with Rocket Roger Clemens. So we'll talk to Roger about that coming up at 9 on this morning's show.
Rocket Man was pretty cool when I met him 15 years ago. He's great. He got such a bad... No, I just wish Boston would appreciate him more. How about for the 12 years that he was the attraction? Post Larry Bird, he was the biggest sports hero in Boston for nearly a decade.
But he didn't really go out in a friendly way. I mean, there are people who just don't go out in friendly ways, and he didn't really go out in a friendly way.
Now, who do you blame for that more? Do you blame what it was perceived as his declining skill set at the time? Or Duquette saying,
or Dan
it was
Duquette.
The yeah,
I don't blame Dan Duquette. I don't feel like. I mean, when you say you wish Boston would appreciate him more, I think he's appreciated. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it with all these people who need to be appreciated?
Please stop saying appreciate.
I said people don't like the on the old show. People didn't like the way I said appreciate, but that's the way. What are you supposed to say?
Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Yes.
You and your corrections all the time.
I don't know. He tells me I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
And feel
exactly.
Appreciated.
Thank you.
Oh, the strunk and white over here, huh, Greg?
Appreciated. On tomorrow's show, former New England Patriot Matt Light will be in the studio and we can ask Matt Light what he thinks about Tom Brady, if Tom Brady is done or not, which is the question that's on everybody's mind, apparently. So
it's kind of what everyone's talking about.
I guess so.
Now, having had a chance to parse the interview out, maybe go back and listen a couple times, Greg. You sat with it. Now, how do you feel about Tom Brady after this season? Do you think this is it? Is this the last year of Tom Brady, quarterback in the Patriots?
No, I don't think so. I mean, did Tangway say yesterday that he feels like this is it, that Tom Brady is done, Ken? Is that what Gary Tangway said yesterday?
Yes, as definitively as Tangway says anything. But here's a little clip from earlier today.
Tom is putting his house on the market, Phil, because he doesn't have time to what? Buy some new pillows when they show it during the season? I mean, come on. I guess what else is he going to say? But nobody's believing that.
I think Patriots fans will believe anything.
Well, they sure.
Right?
I mean, fine. So, enjoy him this year because he's out.
That'll placate the masses maybe, but I would say not necessarily that he's out next year.
Out.
You really think so? I still think the most likely
scenario.
What do you
think? He's going to move to New York then fly back here?
I mean, he could theoretically move to Connecticut and helicopter up or something all the time. A lot of people speculate that why wouldn't he get a house, his own place here? I mean, why doesn't he just buy a place here during the season and live there while the family, like a crash pad.
Not a safe house, though.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Why does it have to be one or the other?
Patriots keep a number of houses, apartments, and condos available for players in the Attleboro area. So I'm sure Tom would probably love to do a little bit of an old school routine, connect to his youth next year, just keep a little crash pad as he shuttles back to Greenwich or wherever else. It's going to take 3-4 years. We said yesterday on the show, Paul Fireman, the Reebok owner, creator, if you will, he has a house that is, what, approximately the same size?
It's bigger.
Just slightly bigger?
It's down the street, uh-huh. And it was put on the market originally for $80 million, and now it is, it's been dropped down to less than Tom Brady's house.
Well, the bending over backward to try to explain this, I mean, come on, this Mr. Family Man is going to all of a sudden, late in his career, have a crash pad with Giselle and the kids not around? That makes no sense. Why would he spend less time with the kids the older he's getting? He would not want to be away from the kids ever.
If he's going to play 3 or 4 more years, and it's going to take 3 or 4 years to sell this $40 million golf course Brookline super house.
It's going to take 4 or 5 years to sell the house?
Well,
based
yeah.
on what? That's You well, really I, think it's going to take 5 years to sell his house?
Look at how long it's taking Paul Fireman
right.
to sell that place. I mean, there's a specific group of buyers who are going to spend $40 million on a home.
Not to mention, right? It's way over market value too, yeah, for the half of the assessed value of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't buy the fact that because he put the house on the market, that means that he's gone and he's already made the decision. I think he was pretty honest yesterday when he said that he's going to play this year out and then he's going to decide then at that point. I don't know what people want to. They want to make a decision or make a decision for him, and they want to say Tom has decided already. He's so upset about this that he's decided already that he's gone. And I just don't think that's a fact yet. I didn't get that from yesterday.
Now, what about Guerrero putting his house on the market?
I think
that's true.
Weird. I think that is weird that Alex Guerrero put his house on the market at the same time that Tom Brady did. I mean, but maybe they're just. Maybe he feels like wherever Tom goes, he has to go. And so maybe he's putting his place on the market and he's going to move to the same neighborhood that Tom is.
Well, right. Next year, they're both going to move together. Yes.
And maybe Tom's going to get a guest house on the property where Alex can live or what have you. I mean,
will it take 5 years to sell Guerrero's house?
I don't think it's on the same level as Tom's
house.
He's
not the Cato Kalin of Tom Brady estate.
He's
not going to live in the pool house
or
anything.
Why not? I mean, you don't think Tom wants him to be around all the time?
Of course he does. I think, Greg, if you're going to build out TB12, which is what we talked about being the legacy Brady is going to want to pursue post-playing career, you're going to want Guerrero on site to open and launch and oversee all these various TB12 outposts in Miami, New York, Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles, and everywhere else that the brand plans on opening them up.
You shouldn't read into anything.
Don't read into anything.
Don't
That's what
it.
He said yesterday. Don't read into anything. Here's a text that says he wouldn't be able to helicopter in every day because that's not green enough. And that is a green house that he is selling over there in Brookline. So he would, he wouldn't be able to helicopter in.
Giselle would be very upset. You know what he'll probably do? What's the best way to travel? He'll probably take the Acela. You can get off at Westwood 128.
Oh my God. Yeah, and then Tom Brady on the Acela. That's not going to be a nightmare.
He'll have his own car on the Acela.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll come up every Sunday morning on the first train, and then someone will pick him up in a Tesla.
Right. Well, he's going to take the T. Yeah. You're right about that. This is Mike from Lowell. Mike, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg. What's the name of this show?
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show. Gregory, pull up your pants. If you deem that this conversation has ran its course, which I believe you have, take the reins, my friend,
well,
and
listen,
switch the topics.
Mike, I will tell you this. I think the speculation about Tom Brady is on everybody's mind. And
It's on Nick's and Ken's mind. The listeners don't care. You cared maybe for a day, a week and a half ago.
Well, let me. That would be an interesting poll to take quickly. Is whether or not people want to speculate about Tom Brady's future. And
sure, we can put that up right now.
Maybe have Stanley Stizgrimy, the vice president of social media, put that up.
Yeah.
I think until we begin the season, that is all there is to talk about, really.
Well, we just did 30 minutes with the guy yesterday. It's fresh sound. He just spoke about it. And then Guerrero's house, that breaks yesterday. So there is continual new information. It's not like we're just dragging this out and saying the same things. Guerrero's house on the market, I mean, how can you just ignore that? It's his business partner. It's his life partner, basically.
are they life partners now? Well, I mean, it's certainly a guy that he can count on for advice.
Rub downs?
I mean, I don't Maybe that's another troll. Maybe the Guerrero thing is another troll for the media and for the fans. And maybe.
Oh my God! Another troll. Yeah. Your fake take, Laird. Your conspiracies are so more elaborate than mine to try to keep this guy in town.
Well, I just don't think I believe him when he says yesterday that he's not thinking about it, that he's focused on football and winning, and that he's not. I also think that it's very possible that they come to him in the middle of this season and say, let's get a deal done that keeps you here for a couple of years, and that he would do that.
You know,
I just don't fly into a panic over these kinds of things like people do.
We spent 15 minutes yesterday trying to interpret the meaning behind an and a pause.
Yes, an and a pause. Yes, you are correct about that. And the pause.
This is the greatest athlete this city, this region has ever seen, maybe in all of sports. Like, so to blow it off and say people aren't concerned or people are worried for no reason, it would be one of the most stunning sports stories in history if he left with a couple years left to play elsewhere. You would agree with that, right? If this does happen, this would be unprecedented.
It would be
other
the
than
biggest,
Montana, and I guess some others have done it.
Certainly the biggest story in this city.
Yes.
Absolutely. Here's a 910 texter who says, this caller is a dumbass. It is on every single football fan's mind. Here's a text that says, a 617 text, I'd rather talk about Stanley Stiz Grimey's date with Natalie the Uptalker than, did you have a date with?
Oh, boy, blowing Stanley, the kid's spot right up.
He can't be dating. Are you dating listeners now?
No.
Oh, all right.
Oh, well, defensive there, guy, huh?
We went to get slush, that's all. Richie's slush.
You went to get slushies?
Yeah.
Where do you go to get slushies?
OG Richie Slush in Everett.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that the best? Is that the best place for slushies?
Facts only on the Greg Hill Show.
I thought that was code.
You have to double park, Danielle.
Is that an expensive date?
About $6, right up my alley.
Did you ask her to go Dutch?
And she paid, so it was even better.
Oh, she paid.
Oh,
yeah, she understands.
So hold on a second. Let's put this in perspective. I paid for breakfast yesterday, and then Natalie bought you a slush. Guy, you are working the system. Bravo. Bravo.
Let's see. Here's a text that says Gronk probably has a room at his place in Foxborough that Tom Brady could stay at. Well, yeah, Gronk's going to be in Miami, so he doesn't need the house. Mm-hmm. So Tom could theoretically stay at the house with Gordy and the rest of the Gronk brothers and that group that hangs out down there at that place.
And just like we conspiracy theorized last week, let's see, former defensive coordinator who owned the title last year, Ken, Brian Flores, he's in Miami. Tom's been spotted in Miami. Gronk has a 5-bedroom apartment there now. Why don't they just all go and take over the Dolphins next year? I'm sure that'll drive the narrative for a few weeks until football kicks off. What else does Brady have to say? I mean, how many times did he have to say in the interview yesterday, I like where I am, I'm content, don't read into it. On Boston.com, I'm at a place, we've been at the same place for a long time, and I love playing for the Patriots, Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft. We'll worry about this when it happens. This isn't the time to worry about it.
Yeah.
What else does he need to say?
You shouldn't read into anything.
A texter says that this is like the who's going to the White House topic, and it is strictly media-driven. Media people like fake take Laird are the only ones who are concerned about whether or not Tom Brady is leaving at the end of the season.
That is so ridiculous. I mean, if fans want to just stick their head in the sand and pretend this, you're going to be stunned in March when this guy goes on the free agency tour and ends up in Miami and all across Vegas when he is sitting down to talk about replacing Eli Manning as the quarterback of the Giants. And you didn't see it coming? That is going to be painful. There'll be heart attacks all over the region.
I'm going to order a drone strike in that booth.
Jinx.
Greg, I'll ask you this question. This is because now you're in a slightly different position from the many years of the Hillman Morning Show on WAF. Now, do you think that there is any truth to sometimes sports radio and sports media being able to drive a narrative or a storyline so much that it actually becomes an issue? Like maybe the Red Sox storyline will say maybe that wasn't a big deal, but it got talked up so much.
What Red Sox storyline are you talking about?
The White House.
The White House thing?
Yeah. Like maybe that wasn't a storyline.
I think that's a story. I think people were worried. And I think based on the performance of this team that it has to continue to be a storyline, don't you think? I mean, this is a full season of spring training. Thank God they announced the schedule for next year so that people can focus on something else.
I already started to pick my games for next year.
This has been a full season of spring training. I think that a bigger story is whether or not, why is nobody talking about Alex Cora and whether or not he should be fired? That is a bigger story to me than whether or not Tom Brady's house being on the market means that he's already decided that he's gone and out of here. That's a bigger story to me.
Really? I mean, that seems ridiculous to fire a guy after a year, although Dombrowski is getting
fire a guy who had a team that won the World Series and then the next year is abysmal.
In the race? They've been abysmal. Come on. They're three games over.
They're nine games out in the loss column, right?
We have 41 left. It's doable.
They've won. What are they? 3-12? In the last 15?
3-12, yeah.
Yeah, 3-12, yeah. Yeah, that's what they are, Ken.
They're playing good competition.
Ken, this you is poor
the
thing.
This is the meat of the schedule right here.
It's the meat of the schedule.
It's the meat of the schedule.
Yeah. Ken, could you tell me, young Kenjamin Laird, could you tell me who is the pitching coach for the Red Sox?
Lavangi?
Okay, Lavangi is going to be unemployed because here you go. How about this one, Greg, from Tucker Boynton on Twitter. 122 games into the season. Red Sox team stats. 2018, 168 home runs. This team, 189. They have more hits, more RBI to this point in the season than last year's epic offense, a better batting average, and a higher OPS.
But that's why people say it's on Dombrowski, because Dombrowski did not go and get the pitching that they needed to get.
I like that.
That's why they say that.
Dombrowski. I like that.
That's not mine. That's somebody else's, I think. But
yeah.
All right. Well, Tom Brady will continue, I guess, to be the topic that is on Ken Laird's mind and on the mind of everybody else. But we have other things to cover on the show today, including the news, which is coming up in just a little bit. If you want to be on this morning, you can call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They're hoping you are having a fantastic summer. Life's a journey, not a destination. Fantastic summer for the Sox and Dave Dombrowski, who said this a couple days ago.
Our bullpen has basically been fine.
Not last night. Marcus Walton stretched for a second inning. He gives up the walk-off homer. And the Red Sox lose again, as we just highlighted. 7-10 first pitch tonight. They'll try it again. 6-10 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. 6-5 was the final last night with the Carlos Santana blast. Patriots full pads practiced yesterday at Gillette. They got their tackle back, Isaiah Wynn. First team offense reps for the first time since tearing that Achilles. He split reps with Dan Skipper. Some of the breakdowns of Brady and Stidham were interesting. There was a case made by Greg Bedard that Stidham's reps have been pulled back in classic Belichickian fashion, Fitzy, to kind of send a message that would give you a little bit of success, and then you sort of don't get any action. So he didn't get much first-team time at all yesterday. We'll see if that continues. And I was well under on my... I thought Belichick would talk about him for a minute yesterday. I lost 30 seconds. He just kind of danced around the Stidham talk. So I guess that means Fitzy keeps the question to Belichick next week, right?
Yes. The question of the week. Yes.
Which was never considered for me anyway. Today, the final session open to the public. More of a walkthrough, 10:30 a.m. start. Joint sessions tomorrow and Thursday in Nashville. And Antonio Brown lost his helmet appeal, said he is looking forward to rejoining his teammates in Hard Knocks coming up. So maybe they'll address this for this week's episode on Hard Knocks.
So when he says, I'm looking forward to rejoining my teammates, does that mean he is now no longer demanding to be able to use that helmet?
That's the way I read it.
Okay, so he lost his appeal, fine. He's going to move on.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Crisis over for the moment. Now it's back to his feet.
Well, when there's
cryogenically fried.
When there's $30 million guaranteed money on the line, there are not a lot of people who don't believe you're not going to play this season. I mean, I think everybody believes that he's going to play this season for $30 million guaranteed.
Correct. At least for a game or two before he bags out. Yes. Complains about it then. It's the Greg Hill Show, WEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn.
With regard to how much time is spent on this station on what Tom Brady is going to do next, a texter during the break, 508 texter, says that the headline from yesterday's interview should be Gronk only being down 15 pounds and not 50 pounds. And let's speculate all morning on whether or not Gronk is coming back.
That's a good point, actually. That's the beauty of the Brady interview. There are always three or four things that are kind of slip below the cracks on day one. And then I bet you that is discussed somewhere nationally today, tomorrow. It's like the leftovers on the cutting room floor.
But do you think Tom Brady is accurate when he says that? I mean, Gronk looks completely different than he did when he was playing. It looks to me, it looks like 50 pounds.
Well, even Gronk said that. Didn't he appear somewhere, one of the late night shows, and they said, you're down 50, and he said, no, 10, 15.
It's only 10 or 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume they can get that back quick, right? About a month.
Oh, boom. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I can gain 15 pounds in 2 or 3 days. So I could suggest where he could go. And if he wants to bulk up, I could absolutely suggest where he could go.
Gives one hope for that midseason return. You know who does look pretty jacked up, though, Hillman, is Chris Cuomo. Now, I mean, this guy, he could play tight end for the Patriots. Maybe Brady should give him a call. This guy is jacked. I've never seen a news anchor so jacked up. Fills that frame every night. It's just a monster. And now there's this video going around. Have you seen the video? The Chris Cuomo video?
No.
The one where he gets in this guy's face because the guy calls him a Fredo, and it's supposedly akin to using the N-word against an Italian-American?
Come on.
No,
really?
There is a video. It's got 2.5 million views. It's a minute and 45 seconds long. He gets in this guy. Now, it's supposedly unverified, but he says his name is Chris Cuomo, and he looks like the giant news monster.
So where was he? Is he at like a Trump rally or something like that, or like what? And the guy calls him Fredo.
That's right.
So I mean, I think that's a character in a film. I think I don't know that that's akin to using some kind of a slur against somebody. Do you have the audio
from
it? We have
the audio. This is a cell phone video. It's not the greatest, but here, right. Listen and see if you can palette it.
My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather.
Isn't that your
And
brother?
They use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian? It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool thing? Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it, but I'm going to call me
Hey,
so.
Listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was Fredo. Don't be a liar.
I thought your
name was. You want to be a man? Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man out here.
Well, news hardo, Chris Cuomo.
He's on HGH, host growth hormones.
why is he engaging? Why would he bother to engage? I don't know. I'm not Italian, so I don't know if that's the worst insult that you could lob.
You never go against the family.
That's smart.
I mean, that's more fight than any of the Democratic candidates to date have shown. And if this is a preview of what we're going to deal with, or the agita that these anchors face,
agita,
the angst,
agita.
Sorry.
Not on.
Agita. Sorry. Agita. If this is, didn't Pacino chant that in that movie? So if this is the frustration they're feeling now, Greg, and it is August and we have 15 months till the election. My God.
Well, I don't know why he's engaging. Like, I mean, obviously do we confirm it was at a Trump rally? Is that where
Double
it happened?
Second.
If he's going to go there, he knows he's not going to be friendly. He's not going to be treated like he's a friend. I mean, what is he expecting?
Now, if this guy started chanting, you're fake news, or your dad, your brother's a lousy governor, or I never thought that much of your dad when he ran the state, maybe that would have bothered him. But apparently stepping to his ethnicity was the breaking point. Maybe he's just a proud Italian-American. Maybe he celebrates and appreciates the heritage. He told the guy he was going to throw him down these stairs.
Yeah. Well, he's a hardo.
Damn.
He's a hardo. I mean, Ken, do you feel the same way when you're referred to as Judas? I mean, is that the same issue?
Yeah,
for you?
We've been on nice terms the first couple of weeks, but I'm ready to throw down.
You're ready to throw down.
Now, apparently, Danielle, he got the full support of the network because Tucker Carlson made a big deal. This apparently Fox News gets involved, and then CNN says Quote, Chris Cuomo defended himself when he was verbally attacked with the use of an ethnic slur in an orchestrated setup. We completely support him.
Ciao, arrivederci. Papa John.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
So a texter says that it was not at a Trump rally, that he was just out socially.
He was looks like he was out socially, and this guy approaches him at a place. It almost looks like kind of like a tent or an outdoor patio spot in New York City.
Oh. Well, I mean, he's got, I mean, does everybody who greets him offer a friendly word of
how marvelous he is? I love you.
I mean, I think he's got to expect that.
And quick to bring the oily rags to the house fire, Donald Trump Jr., tweeted back, hey, Chris Cuomo, take it from me. Fredo isn't the N-word for Italians. It just means you're the dumb brother. This is not going away anytime soon, Greg.
All right. But he's not going to be suspended or anything for, CNN is okay with him threatening to throw somebody down the stairs.
Yeah, they say he was just defending himself, and they back him up completely.
Oh, he was defending himself from a word?
A verbal attempt, right? Violence.
From verbal violence. Yes. Yeah, defending himself from verbal violence. Yeah, okay. Sean Thornton's going to join us in the studio at 8, and we'll talk a little hockey with the former Boston Bruin at 9 this morning. Roger Clemens will be on this show, and Roger has a pretty cool auction item that he wants to offer up for this year's 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is happening next week. And so Roger Clemens will join us at 9 on tomorrow's show. Maddie Light, former New England Patriot, will be in the studio with us. And what about Edelman? Is Edelman starting this Friday, or are they gonna say no to that because of the injury?
Great question. That's your bestie, of course.
Yes, that's my bestie. Yes,
former bestie,
number two,
former bestie.
But
yes,
he is scheduled tentatively for Friday.
Do we know what time Edelman is scheduled for?
I'm going to check with Curtis. Is on the beach somewhere.
Well, don't bother him when he's on vacation. I mean, exciting. He doesn't want to get text messages from you. Has he been texting in during the show this morning?
He has not actually. Might be a little nervous though. Lucy's been pretty good.
I know. Well, the first thing Lucy brought up was porn. So I mean, filling in for Curtis and the first thing you bring up. Porn, that's a smooth move.
Yeah, he might not even come back now.
Yeah.
The only thing I really miss is the high-pitched laugh in the background when Ken is speaking, and we could duplicate that very easily.
Yeah, Lucy could do that. Lucy can handle that.
I do a pretty good Curtis impression, so yes.
Oh, really?
Not really, but I could do a laugh.
Can't just
like
tease
that.
It and then throw it out there.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number. If you want to text the show, you can text 37937. And the news with Danielle is next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
The morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later.
Lucy, a texter probably from the old show. One of the perverts who listen to the old show wants you to up your Instagram game. They say there aren't enough photos. What is your Instagram, by the way?
My Instagram is at Lucille Burge. And there aren't a ton of pictures of me because I'm not that self-centered. I don't want a ton of pictures. I don't know if people want to see that.
Says the girl who posted on National Bikini Day.
That's true. There is that. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't get that.
Lucy, own it.
Right. Well, there are pictures of me, so I guess he's not happy with it.
When was National Bikini Day?
A few weeks ago, maybe?
It was around the 4th of July, I think.
I posted on National Bikini Day.
You guys didn't
seem to celebrate that.
Dale, too.
Dale did as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Did Glenn?
No, I didn't see Glenn's.
No, Glenn didn't. Okay. Let's get to this.
It's time for The News, brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
That is true. Today's news brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, Attorney General Bill Barr has vowed to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's quote-unquote suicide. I spoke in New Orleans yesterday, cited some serious irregularities at the federal facility where Epstein was being held in New York. He said he was appalled and angry when he learned about the wealthy financier's death, the FBI leading an investigation now into that. In the meantime, Barr said that investigators will continue to look into anyone who was complicit in a sweeping sex trafficking operation at the heart of the Epstein case.
Well, he said that one of the corrections officers was not even supposed to be working there.
Yeah.
Was not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inexplicable as to why they didn't. They're supposed to be checking his cell every half an hour.
Correct.
I don't think it's inexplicable. I think they were paid. There was a bag of cash that was given.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody believe that?
I'm pretty sure.
About it yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's maybe three people on the planet that actually believe the story that he offed himself.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're Bill Barr, how do you not want a complete examination of everybody involved in this to try to figure? I don't think they'll ever figure out who paid somebody off to allow him to kill himself. I don't think they killed him. I think he killed himself. But I think that they looked the other way so that he could.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
I agree.
Which is almost as bad as if you were responsible for killing him yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because now none of the information that he had.
Right.
Is going to be made public.
Right. And all the victims, there's no closure. They don't have their day in court. You know, there's no justice attached to this. The FBI actually raided his home in the Virgin Islands yesterday. They were spotted at Little St. James entering his private island home. We actually have some sound from a cell phone video that was taken by a witness on a boat who saw the whole thing unfold.
Quite a few law enforcement vessels leaving Jeffrey Epstein's island. To St. Thomas. The bulk of the FBI agents and crew are still there. They got off the boat at the main dock on the island and are still scouring the various buildings and securing the perimeter.
I hope they were wearing gloves.
Full hazmat. Can't risk that at all. Not even a little bit.
And the various buildings, they're probably just like sex dungeons, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's disturbing.
Creepy.
It really is disturbing.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
Speaking of creepy, been some allegations levied at the opera singer Plácido Domingo.
Really?
Yes. 9 women have accused the Spanish opera legend of pressuring them into sexual relationships in exchange for jobs and favors. So they basically said he dangled the carrot with luxurious jobs in front of them, and when they wouldn't comply or give in to his demands, he essentially ruined their careers. 7 of the 9 accusers said that they did feel their careers were hurt after they rejected his advances. Others who complied said that the roles he promised never actually materialized. The Associated Press did this huge investigation into Plácido Domingo. So 3 dozen people who were involved in the opera said that they've actually witnessed him engaging in inappropriate, sexually tinged behavior.
What was your opera selection for that story, Ken? I'm more amazed, I think, that you have opera ready to go.
This is Plácido at the World Cup Gala concert in 2018.
Were you there?
I was there, yep.
You were there for this? This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, kid, and to the VFW comedian, good morning as well.
Yes.
You think it's literally possible for them to pay off some low-level kid or somebody that's not going to either A, tell somebody, or B, snitch? Like, I get it. It was all shady, but they're going to really pay somebody off that's never going to say anything?
Well, I don't know that they're never going to say anything. I mean, what do you think happened?
I honestly have no clue. The guy was a scumbag, and I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
So.
But you don't think there's any conspiracy? You think that a guy who has information about all kinds of people at the highest levels of government, whether it's the Clintons or whether it's President Trump, you don't think it's odd that when he should be on suicide watch, that he is left alone to his own devices to take his own life?
So I agree with that, but what I'm saying is, at this day and age, someone, if they really had something, would snitch, don't you think? Don't you think if somebody had anything, something eventually will come out?
I suppose maybe eventually it will. It depends at what level within the prison there was a payoff.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
And if somebody is paid off to just not go check the cell, that we may never know about that.
And I don't think they're going to pay off like a low-level CO, like you just mentioned. I think it would be something higher up the chain that someone would issue a directional about this and say, hey, I need you over here. And then, never put someone else in his place.
No, it's like the guy, literally what happened is like the guy tried to kill himself a week ago. Mm-hmm. And then they left him alone in his cell and basically threw a rope in there with him. Are you kidding me? I mean, he wasn't even put in. They have cells that they try to make, suicide
proof.
Yeah. Right. And he wasn't even in one of those cells.
It doesn't make it. 3 hours before this happens, he goes off watch. Oh, they just super convenient. Yeah. And also, the guards, they've been working overtime. They were just so tired. They happened to just not be there at that particular moment. Come on. Connect the giant dots.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah. Here's a 617 texter who thinks he did it himself, that he paid off somebody in order to allow him to kill himself because he didn't want to spend his life in jail, which he knew he was going to do.
Can you Venmo people in jail?
You can get somebody to do it.
Yeah?
If you get an accomplice, sure.
Yeah, you can smuggle it in. Do you do PayPal? Venmo? What?
Venmo. I mean, because then you always have the dope that doesn't send friends and family option. You get the taxes and they send you, you know, a 1099.
Perfect. I got it, Greg. That's where the $500,000 in A-Rod's car went.
It's New York.
Let's see. Here's a 401 text that says, Greg, you're a fake news proponent. Trump had nothing to do with any kind of pedophilia. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying anybody, Clinton's, Trump, anybody. Dershowitz. There are lots of people that he had a relationship with who would benefit from Jeffrey Epstein not testifying in court. Is that not fact? Right?
Names.
There are lots of powerful people.
Get them out.
That would benefit by him not saying anything.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you don't pay off a Captain Hadley. You pay off a Warden Norton, if you know what I'm talking about. Shawshank.
Yes.
Yeah. That you go to the top with something like this. Yeah, you make sure the palms are greased on the lower levels, but the bag of cash goes to the up top, if you know what I mean.
Right. All right. More news is coming next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.